This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates Cults, explores how destructive and terrifying cults can be to cult members and their families. Each episode dives deep inside a twisted American cult, building to that pivotal moment when blind worship turns violent and even ugly, from the Children of God to the Manson family. Our guest is Alicia Dennis, People Magazine senior editor. She oversees a team of investigative reporters who delve into crime stories around the country. They doggedly investigate the evolution of these cults, expose their bizarre and brutal day-to-day rituals, and speak firsthand to survivors. The untold story of America's most notorious cults, next on This Week in America.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Combine People Magazine's expert investigative reporting and the unparalleled storytelling of Investigation Discovery, America's most-watched true crime network, and you've got the hit series People Magazine Investigates Cults back for Season 2, revealing the untold stories of America's most notorious cults, from the Children of God to the Manson family. Award-winning journalist Alicia Dennis is People's senior editor of crime, overseeing a team of investigative reporters who delve into crime stories all around the country. Alicia, a true crime expert, led the reinvention of People's true crime multi-platform brand with the creation and development of content for People Magazine Investigates on Investigation Discovery. A successful editor, digital content director, producer, on-air talent, she's also involved with starting new programming for People Magazine. People Magazine Investigates Cults on Investigation Discovery. And People's senior editor of crime, Alicia Dennis, with us on This Week in America. Hi, Alicia. Welcome to the program.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be here. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure. It is fascinating to watch this series unfold, back for a new season, continuing your exploration into this terrifying world of cults. And what's so gripping about this series is your team of investigative journalists really takes us into this world, don't they? We really feel like we fully understand it now.
They really do. And I think what's interesting and different about this series is that not only are you going to find out about the inner workings of these groups, you're going to find out about the backstory of the leaders, you're going to find out about the criminal elements, the crimes that were committed in some of these organizations, and then you're going to hear stories from survivors in their own words, exactly what they saw and how they escaped.
You know, it's fascinating to watch this unfold, and you start with a very interesting series, opening the series with the Children of God. Talk about that. This goes back to David Berg and what the late 1960s when he formed this cult.
It does, and I think he was a self-proclaimed prophet who, you know, started out with this message of, you know, love and connection, and people were searching and really felt, you know, that he had something to say that was resonating with them. And very soon, as he's got thousands and thousands of people following him, it really delves into a dark, dark, horrific place. And even some famous people, River Phoenix's family, the actor who tragically lost his life as a young man, as a young rising star, his family was in this group for a while, as well as the actress Rose McGowan's family. And some of the awful things that happened to children within this group really impacted people for years and years later.
It's interesting with the followers, and maybe they get into this thinking this really, they can justify getting into the cult. But you see things like religious prostitution, which you talk about it in that episode. How would anybody think this was right?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And I think what happens is people start out at the beginning thinking that this guy knows more than they do, that he's doing all this good, that they, who are they to question this person who is so connected to God. And the further and further into that they get, the further away they are from their own thoughts and their own ability to reason and tell the difference between right and wrong.
It's interesting when you see some of these that decide, I need to get out of here. Getting out of a cult is not that easy, physically or emotionally, is it?
It's really not. And a lot of times, everything you know and everyone you love is in it. So you see these situations where people are leaving family members behind. They're leaving husbands or wives or lovers, people that they feel completely connected to. And they, a lot of times, that's the reason that they stay, even when they see some of the darkness around them, because they can't imagine being out in the world without the people that they love.
Alicia Dennis with us on This Week in America, People's Senior Editor of Crime. We're talking about Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates Cult. How difficult is it to get survivors to open up? Do they want to, or is this a struggle to actually talk about this?
You know, that's such a good question. I think that sometimes it can be very, very difficult. A lot of times these people have lived through horrific things, just really life-shattering things. And for them to be able to trust us with those stories and being willing to share it with a national audience in that way, it takes a lot of time sometimes to build up that level of trust between the investigators, between the reporters and the survivors. But we also see sometimes that that's part of the healing process for some survivors, being able to share their story in a wide way, being able to tell what they experienced is part of what helps them further disconnect from that pain.
We've heard so much in recent years about cults. This is the second season for the series, very successful first season. Do cults, with all this light shining on them, do they still exist?
You know, it's shocking that they do. Many of the groups that we've investigated in and are looking into don't anymore, but many still do. And I think that there is this, many times with a lot of people, this universal need to be connected. And sometimes there are organizations that take advantage of people feeling that way, and it becomes very dark and sinister very quickly. And I think it surprises people to know that many groups do still exist.
People would wonder, why do you give blind trust, but you go into such detail in every episode on the manipulation? This is really vicious, isn't it, what they do to keep these people in line in the cult?
It really is. And I think that a lot of times they're breaking up families in a way. They're a lot of times separating parents from children and making it so that they're building a new quote unquote family where the only direction comes from the leader or the leadership. And people don't even realize that they're losing their control of their life, and they're losing control of their own thoughts sometimes because they're surrounded by this groupthink where everyone around them is thinking the same thing, and they think, oh, well, something must be wrong with me that I don't think that this is okay. And the cult leaders and the organizations do everything they can to strip that independent thought away from followers.
About 30 seconds here. I mentioned the Manson family. This is a focus as well this season. We think we know everything about the Manson family after all these years. I have a feeling we're going to learn something new on the program.
Your feeling would be right. Yes.
Okay.
You're going to hear from a survivor that you haven't heard from before. You're going to hear from someone who was one of the youngest people ever involved with the Manson family. And 50 years after those horrific murders, you're going to know more about that group than you did going in.
Can't wait for that episode and the entire second season of Investigation Discovery's hit series, People Magazine Investigates Cult. Alicia Dennis back with us on the program, People's senior editor. Alicia, always a pleasure. Looking forward to season two. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It was an incident known around the world as the Murder on Music Row. 1989, country newcomer Sammy Sandler, who was on his way to the top, several critically acclaimed singles, ready to release his first album, was shot during the assassination of then Cashbox magazine chart manager Kevin Hughes. Even though Sammy suffered a near-fatal bullet wound, he was under suspicion during the 13-year investigation, an investigation that would reveal corruption, greed, payola, and murder. Now, 30 years later, the sole survivor is ready to tell his story in his highly anticipated memoir, A Hit with a Bullet. Author, country artist Sammy Sandler with us on This Week in America. Sammy, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me on this morning.
What a gripping memoir. Let's go back to 7 seconds that would forever change your life. What happened on March 9th, 1989 on Music City's famed 16th Avenue?
Well, Rick, Kevin Hughes and I were together that night coming out of my record company's office, and we were getting in Kevin's car, and I'd sat down to start to reach for the door and caught something moving out of the corner of my eye, and I looked up, and the guy standing there with a mask and gun pointed at me, and I looked and just saw the gun, and that's all I really saw, and I threw my arms up to cover my head, and that's whenever he shot me. And they said Kevin did a barrel roll out into the street and started running back up 16th Avenue. The guy went after him, and I heard shots, but I didn't know what had happened. But they had told me later that I think one or two of the shots ended up hitting Kevin in the back, and then the guy stood over and shot him twice in the back of the head and run off.
I mentioned you had a near-fatal gunshot wound, multiple surgeries, yet for 13 years you were a person of interest to the police. Why were they interested in you?
Well, Rick, you know, yeah, that night that I got shot, obviously I didn't know how bad I was hurt, but I ended up, I was bleeding to death. He had severed the main artery in my arm, and it ended up, they took me to Vanderbilt, and they operated on me that night 18 hours. And, you know, I can't understand myself why I'm sitting here, you know, bleed to death, got shot myself, and for them to treat me like I had something to do with this or I was involved in this and treat me that way for 13 years, not tell us anything, not let us know anything, I don't know. It still kind of bothers me today, but thank God, you know, he lets us heal, and I've been able to forgive it, but why you would treat somebody that way and make them feel that way after you've done a lie detector test, after you've went and been hypnotized and done everything that they've asked you to do, and to still treat you that way and to still make you feel that way, I don't understand it.
In the book, you talk about the investigation and the scandal that was revealed that rocked the music industry. I got a couple minutes left here. Talk about that very briefly, because this was eye-opening to so many people worldwide that this was happening in Nashville.
Well, you know, I'm just a country singer, and I'm just a small-town country boy from Texas, Rick. You know, my hometown was probably 1,300 people from where I came from back in the 80s, and you know, I was just a wide-eyed country boy wanting to go to Nashville and pursue my music and pursue my dream, just like so many other people.
Yes.
Around the world and around the country. And you know, I had no idea, and you know, I don't really know that even Kevin had an idea whenever he went to Nashville or came to Nashville that payola and things like this exist, and this is how people's careers are made and how people have careers and things go on. I had no idea that this kind of stuff happened and went on. But 30 years later, I hope I'm a little older and a little wiser, and it'll open your eyes to a lot of things.
And the career is back on track. The book has just been released, A Hit with a Bullet. It's available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Information at SammySadler.com. And I understand you've got an EP, a retrospective EP, that will be released shortly as well.
We do. The book comes out today, like you said, and we have just finished up a new EP, and it'll be coming out sometime soon, so be looking for that. We've got some guest appearances from some of my friends and hit makers of the 90s that'll be on there with us, so everybody be looking for that. And man, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, Rick.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time to be with us on the program. Sammy's got a new team together. He is back. Look for his music. You'll find information at SammySadler.com. Once again, the book out today, A Hit with a Bullet, available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. Sammy, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The new Kids of Comedy bring the funny as all that. America's number one kids sketch comedy show returns with a new cast and a few familiar faces. All That returns to Nickelodeon for a new generation of kids. Now, the original All That aired from 1994 to 2005. Among the cast members over that period, Nick Cannon, Jamie Spears, Amanda Bynes, Lori Beth Denberg, Josh Server. Josh will be back, a talented actor and comedian, best known for being the only All That cast member to remain through all six original seasons, many credits including Amazon Prime series Good Girls Revolt, starring in the feature films April Flowers and Await the Dawn. All That returns to Nickelodeon Saturday, June 15th, and two of the new cast members, Gabrielle Green and Kate Godfrey, along with original member Josh Server, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Rick. Awesome to be here.
What an exciting time for all of you. And Josh, I have to ask, what's it like when you look in the faces of these new cast members, including Gabrielle and Kate that you're with for this interview? And what do you think back to what it was like for you in 1994?
It's so surreal, Rick. It's like jumping out of a time capsule, but in best ways. You see all these kids, they're so sweet and smart and talented and so professional on set. It's just been an absolute pleasure to start really help usher in this new generation that loved the show so much. And I think the people who tune in are just going to love this new cast. They're crushing it.
It's interesting when you read the cast bios. I'm looking at Gabrielle and Kate, and I'm seeing all that they've accomplished very young in their careers, and I'm looking over to check the ages. Again, it's like 14 and 15, and I'm thinking that has to be a typo. It has to be 24 and 25 at least.
Seasoned vets.
What a talented group. Gabrielle, what is this like for you? Has it sunk in yet that you're part of basically what was a television history with All That when it premiered back in 1994?
Oh my goodness, it's just so surreal. I can't believe it. Every time I go on set, I feel like I'm dreaming, and I feel like someone's getting ready to like wake me up, and I have to go like do the dishes or something weird. But it's just such a
great
pleasure.
You do have to do the dishes after the interview.
I do have to do the dishes. Thanks for reminding me.
We piled up some dishes after
the
interview.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mr. Josh. I really appreciate it. No. But it's such a blessing, and Kate and I and the rest of the cast have just worked so hard to get to this point, and we're all so blessed and thankful for this opportunity.
Yeah. Kate, talk about the audition process, what you went through, and then the waiting period as you're waiting and hoping for positive results.
Yeah, the audition process was super long. We auditioned six or seven times, maybe it was seven, yeah. And we had to write our own characters. We had to write two of our own characters, and then they provided a script for us. And we kind of played the waiting game. We waited, and then you would hear good news. You're moving on to the next round, and then we waited again. And I actually met Gabby at the test for All That.
Yeah, that was our very first time meeting, so little did we know we'd be here together.
I'm still waiting for positive feedback for my auditions back in the 90s. Nobody's called me, Rick. Nobody called me, but apparently they went okay.
Josh, what do you tell the new cast members? This is such an exciting time, but it's an education, it's fun, and it's a job. What do you tell them as they begin this exciting part of their careers?
I think you nailed it with all of those points. It is a job, they're working, but they're all such hard workers. They're going to school, too, so they're bouncing back and forth. And I really haven't needed to give them too much advice or coaching because they really do, like I said, they've been throwing a lot at these kids, and they're really stepping up to the plate. I would just say, like you mentioned, have fun, continue to work hard, be humble, stay kind. And then just like you said, be in the moment and really enjoy this because they're part of something, you know, that people really love. So just, you know, to be present and really, you know, take it all in.
Gabrielle, what are we going to see on the new season? I understand we've got some new sketches. We've got some of the classics that'll be coming back, guest stars, music. What are we going to see the upcoming season?
Yes, so this, all that, is the same pop culture phenomenon that you guys know from the 90s, just with the modern spin on it, new cast. We're still bringing back the original sketches, original cast members, and we have a lot of musical performances that you guys will see.
For the OGs, we're keeping the original theme song, too.
Oh,
they
yes.
decided to keep the original theme song, so there's a lot. There's a lot of the marriage between the nostalgia and the new take on it.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Kate, talk about some of the music groups. I understand you got a pretty big name to come in.
Yes, we were lucky enough to have the Jonas Brothers perform, and it was crazy. It was so surreal watching them perform, and they're amazing, and they're so nice. It was just unbelievable.
This is all that returning to Nickelodeon. Gabrielle, when you look at this, there's so many aspects. It uses just about all the talents you have. What do you look forward to the most as a cast member on this series?
Oh, goodness. I'm just so excited for everyone to see all of our hard work, because the seven of us have just worked so hard on this project. We put our sweat and tears, no blood yet, but we put our sweat and tears into it.
Early.
Yeah.
Early in the season, Rick.
Yeah.
We're going to protect the kids. We've got to protect the kids.
Yes. But I'm just so excited for everyone to see our hard work. It's really exciting for us.
Kate, part of your background.
It's really cool that the show is premiering while they're still working on it and still shooting episodes. So that'll be fun for them to get to see the work like on the big screen as it's going on in real time.
Kate, a big part of your career has been, career up to this point, you're 15 years old, has been the Broadway Youth Ensemble, dealing with other people. Talk about that particular skill, because you'll be doing a lot of that. This is an ensemble that you're with on the new All That. How important is that relationship you have with everybody? Because you have to be very trusting when you're working skits with somebody else.
Yeah, definitely. You have to trust your other castmates, and I'm lucky enough to have the rest of my castmates are so nice. We're best friends. We get along so well. And trust is really important, especially because some of the skits we do are pretty crazy, and you want to have trust in your castmates that they're going to, you know, help you.
Yes.
But, yeah, it's a great skill to have, you know, teamwork and trust.
I got about a minute left. Josh, when you look back, and you have to be doing that a lot, this is a time to look back as you see all these kids taking off on this adventure that you went on so successfully. What did you learn from all of that? That was very early in your career. Was this the foundation for everything you've done since then?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm in a state of always looking back while I've been part of this experience. Like, it's just a constant state of that. I would say, you know, while we were doing it, it's really hard to look forward and have that kind of forward thinking that 25 years later the people would love the show, right?
Yes.
And still be talking about it, and now it would be rebooting and relaunching. So that's hard to say when you're that age that you could even think that far in advance. But All That has absolutely shaped my entire life experience. I was, you know, like these kids, working a little bit professionally before All That, but it was the biggest thing that helped change my life. And it really, what it taught me was, you know, what I really want to do and what I love doing and what I'm passionate about, because you got to do it at the highest level, right? The writing, the jokes, the
yes.
hair, makeup, the lights, that big stage. So it really did. It set the tone for me finding out what I, you know, what I want to be when I grow up.
It's the return of Nickelodeon's All That, the number one kid sketch comedy show. New cast, original cast members making special appearances. With us, two of the new cast members, Gabrielle Green and Kate Godfrey, along with Josh Server, who's back. Uncle Josh is back in the set working with the kids and giving
fun
them.
Fun uncle is definitely the role.
Or crazy uncle, depending on how you look at it. Congratulations to all of you. Looking forward to the remake of All That. Thank you for being with us on the program.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.